This daily Christian newscast is brought to you in partnership with SermonAudio.com.
It's Monday, January 30th, AD 2023. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by yours truly and heard at TheWorldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. In the Islamic Republic of Iran, Christians continue to face increased persecution as the Muslim authorities tighten their grip in response to nationwide protests since September 2022. Christian converts from Islam in particular face imprisonment of house church leaders and the denial of their basic rights as citizens. Since the 1979 Islamic Revolution that brought the current Iranian government to power, hundreds of thousands of Iranians have trusted Christ as Savior. However, Christians are considered to be direct enemies of the Iranian state. According to Open Doors, Iran is the eighth most dangerous country to live in for Christians. Please pray for our Iranian brothers and sisters in Christ. 1 Corinthians 12, verse 26 says, "If one part suffers, every part suffers with it. If one part is honored, every part rejoices with it." The Project Veritas staff filmed Jordan Walker, the Pfizer Director of Research and Development, revealing the company might consider creating mutated forms of COVID-19 to develop highly profitable vaccines, reports LifeSite News. Listen.
Pfizer ultimately is thinking about mutating COVID?
Well, that is not what we say to the public. You know how the virus keeps mutating?
Yeah.
Well, one of the things we're exploring is, like, why don't we just mutate it ourselves? If we're going to do that, though, there's a risk of, like, as you could imagine, no one wants to be having a pharma company mutating f***ing viruses. Be, like, very controlled to make sure that this virus that you mutate doesn't create something that, like, goes everywhere.
Dr. Robert Malone, a scientist and the medical director of the Unity Project, was horrified.
The gentleman seems to have absolutely no moral compass at all. If this is the quality of individuals within Pfizer that are making these huge decisions that risk global public health, it's profoundly corrupt.
In response, Republican leaders and conservative commentators have demanded answers from Pfizer and criticized the power held by pharmaceutical companies. Florida Republican Senator Marco Rubio sent a letter to the CEO, Albert Bourla, asking for transparent information regarding the pharmaceuticals' plans to mutate the COVID virus. In a written statement, Pfizer did not dispute that Dr. Jordan Walker told a Project Veritas journalist that Pfizer is exploring how to mutate the COVID-19 virus. However, Walker, the Pfizer Director of Research and Development, explained how Pfizer was already mutating the COVID virus.
The way it would work is we put the virus in these monkeys.
Okay.
And then we successively cause them to keep infecting each other. And we collect serial samples from them. And then the ones that are more infectious, the virus, we'll put them in another monkey. And just constantly actively mutate it. That's one way.
Fox News host Tucker Carlson weighed in.
A Pfizer executive bragging on camera about how his company conducts a kind of Frankenstein science, manipulating COVID viruses for profit, imperiling potentially the entire world, doing it in secret, possibly in violation of federal law, bragging about this. So no matter what your politics are, doesn't matter who you voted for, that's a huge story. And you would think every reporter in this country would be itching to follow up on it, calling Pfizer, telling the public about it. But no, that's not happening.
Two disturbing police videos were just released Friday. First, the long-suppressed October 28, 2022 video from a San Francisco policeman's body cam that showed a portion of the brutal hammer attack on Paul Pelosi, the husband of former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi. The assailant's name is David DePap, a 42-year-old Canadian illegal alien who abused drugs, was part of a public nudist group, and had exhibited psychotic behavior, reports the New York Post. In a bizarre audio statement which DePap read to a KTVU reporter last Friday, he did not apologize for the attack, but apologized for not hurting more people. In the second video released Friday, Tyre Nichols, a 29-year-old black motorist who was pulled over in Memphis, Tennessee on January 7th for reckless driving, was aggressively beaten by five black Memphis police officers, reports National Public Radio. He had tried to flee on foot. Nichols died 3 days later in the hospital. The footage emerged 1 day after the officers were charged with murder in Nichols' death. And finally, Jacob Kersey, a 19-year-old Christian police officer in Georgia, has resigned after he was told by superiors that he could not share his personal religious views on social media, reports the Daily Signal. On January 2nd, Kersey posted a 20-word message about his view of marriage on Facebook. In a paraphrase of the Apostle Paul's teaching in Ephesians, he wrote, quote, "God designed marriage. Marriage refers to Christ and the church. That's why there is no such thing as homosexual marriage," end quote. The next day, Kersey said he received a phone call from his superior, who told him that someone had complained about the post and to take it down. When Kersey refused, the supervisor warned him that failure to delete the Facebook post on marriage could result in his termination. Kersey said he was then contacted by Lieutenant Justin Hardy, who told him that the Port Wentworth Police Department did not want to be held liable by homosexuals. Kersey still refused to delete the post. Kersey said that Police Chief Matt Libby told him that his Facebook post on marriage was, quote, "the same thing as saying the N-word," end quote. After a week of paid administrative leave, Kersey was told he could not work as one of the department's officers if he continued to share his, quote, "interpretation or opinion on scripture if it was deemed offensive," end quote. He refused to be censored and quit. He told the Daily Signal that his decision to share his story, quote, "could very well mean I will not have another opportunity to be a police officer. That has been an extremely difficult reality to accept, but I sincerely believe speaking up is the right thing to do," end quote. Jacob Kersey exemplifies 1 Corinthians 16:13, which says, "Be on your guard, stand firm in the faith, be courageous, be strong." Join me and send a polite email of objection to Port Wentworth Police Chief Matt Libby about his department's bullying of Officer Jacob Kersey. His email address is mlibby@cityofportwentworth.com. And that's The Worldview on this Monday, January 30th, in the year of our Lord, 2023. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.